Chapter 2. A Surprising Proposal. Now, Emma had a new challenge. She decided that Mr. Elton was the man to make Harriet forget all about Robert Martin. It would be an excellent match. Harriet was a beautiful girl, and Mr. Elton was a charming young man. People thought he was very handsome, even if Emma didn't really think so. But she believed he was the man for Harriet. Emma set about pushing the two young people together as often as she could. In time, Emma believed her plan was working, and Mr. Elton was falling in love with Harriet. He often talked about her to Emma and gave her many compliments. "You've made Harriet refined and elegant," Mr. Elton said one day to Emma. "She was a beautiful girl before, but you've made her even more attractive."
"I'm glad you think so, Mr. Elton," replied Emma happily. "Harriet needed only a little bit of help from me. She's naturally very sweet and pretty. I haven't done much at all."
"Oh, you have. You really have," said Mr. Elton, with a sigh that Emma liked very much. "I've never met such a lovely girl." Emma was sure the deep sigh was a sign of love. Next, she told him she had decided to paint Harriet's portrait, and Mr. Elton seemed very happy about this.
"What a wonderful idea," he exclaimed. "Please paint Harriet's portrait, Miss Woodhouse, I beg you. I can't wait to see it. I'll sit here while you work."
Emma began her painting, but found it difficult to concentrate. Mr. Elton kept jumping up from his chair to see her painting. Finally, Emma asked him to read to them while she painted. This was to keep Mr. Elton away from her while she worked, but he was extremely happy to do this. When Emma finished the painting, everybody was very impressed. Mr. Elton kept repeating that he had never seen such a beautiful portrait.
"Miss Woodhouse has made her friend even more beautiful, hasn't she?" he asked Mr. Knightley.
"You've made Harriet too tall, Emma," was Mr. Knightley's reply.
Mr. Knightley always spoke the truth, especially to Emma. She knew he was right, but didn't want to admit it. She wanted to get the portrait framed in London, but needed someone with good taste to buy the frame. Mr. Elton immediately offered to go.
"It will give me much pleasure to do it," he remarked, smiling at Emma.
Emma thanked him warmly and gave him the portrait. "What a precious item," he sighed, looking at it tenderly. "Goodness, this man really is in love," thought Emma. "He sighs so much, and he gives me almost as many compliments as Harriet. This vicar is very sentimental." The day after Mr. Elton left for London, Harriet visited Emma as usual. She was very agitated because she had just received a proposal of marriage from Robert Martin. She was very surprised and she didn't know what to do. She had come as fast as she could to Hartfield to ask her friend's advice.
"Read this letter, Emma," cried Harriet. "Please tell me what you think."
Emma read the letter and was also very surprised. The style of writing was much better than she expected from a farmer. She read it again while Harriet watched her anxiously.
"Well," asked Harriet, "what do you think?"
"I think it's a good letter, Harriet," replied Emma. "It's so good that I think one of his sisters must have helped him write it."
"And," said Harriet, still waiting,
"what? What should I do?"
"What should you do? What do you mean?" replied Emma. "You must answer it, and quickly too."
"But what should I say?" cried Harriet anxiously. "Dear Miss Woodhouse, please tell me."
"Oh no," said Emma firmly. "You must decide what to write, Harriet. You don't need me to write how sad you are to say no."
Harriet looked down at the floor.
"You think I should refuse him then?" she asked.
"My dear Harriet, what do you mean?" asked Emma.
"I'm sorry, I don't understand you. Were you going to accept him?"
Harriet was silent and looked very unsure. Emma smiled at her kindly and said, "I don't want to tell you what to do. If you really prefer Mr. Martin to any other man, then accept him."
"You've turned red, Harriet. Are you thinking about someone else at this moment?"
Harriet didn't answer. Instead, she turned away and stood by the fire. She still held the letter in her hands, but she wasn't looking at it now.
"Miss Woodhouse," she said timidly, "I know you won't tell me what to do, but I think I've almost decided to refuse Mr. Martin. Do you think I'm right?"
"Perfectly right, my dearest Harriet," replied Emma immediately. "I didn't want to influence you," she added, "but I couldn't possibly have stayed your friend if you had married Robert Martin, a common farmer."
"Oh, Miss Woodhouse," cried Harriet, "then the matter is decided. It would kill me if I couldn't be your friend any more."
Emma suggested that Harriet reply to Mr. Martin immediately. She said she didn't want to help her friend with the letter, but ended up writing almost every word for her. When the letter was finished and sent, Harriet still looked sad, so Emma tried to cheer her friend up. "Harriet," she said, taking her friend's hand, "at this moment, perhaps Mr. Elton is showing your portrait to the framers and saying how beautiful you are." Harriet smiled and turned her thoughts elsewhere. The next day, Mr. Knightley visited Emma and they sat in the garden. Soon he began to talk about Harriet. "I think," he began, smiling, "that your friend Harriet will receive an offer of marriage from Robert Martin very soon. He's desperately in love with her."
"That's nice," Emma replied, "but Harriet has already refused him." Mr. Knightley asked her to repeat what she had just said. His surprised face soon turned red with anger. "Emma, this is your doing," he said accusingly. "You persuaded Harriet to refuse him." Emma tried to explain. "Mr. Martin is a very respectable young man," she said, "but he's not Harriet's equal."
"Not Harriet's equal?" exclaimed Mr. Knightley in indignation. "No, he's much better than Harriet. No one knows where Harriet came from, Emma. We know nothing about her family. She went to a common school. She isn't the most intelligent girl, and the match would have been perfect for her. Robert Martin is a good, honest man. Emma, you haven't been a friend to Harriet Smith." Emma didn't answer. She tried to look cheerful and unperturbed, but she was very uncomfortable. Some minutes passed in silence. Emma tried to talk about the weather, but Mr. Knightley didn't reply. At last, he said, "Emma, I know that you love matchmaking. But let me tell you this. If you think Mr. Elton is the man for Harriet, you'll be disappointed. He won't marry a young lady without any money or background." Before Emma could reply, Mr. Knightley got up from his chair and said, "Good day to you," in a cold voice that Emma had never heard before.